My favourite musical. I'll never forget sitting in the stalls in the Theatre Royal in Bath, ready to watch South Pacific. A little bit of nostalgia as far as I was concerned, because I'd seen South Pacific on stage when I think I was at school in Limerick in Ireland, and this was, what, 40 years later, maybe more? And I was really taken aback by how the music began while the lights were still on and how people were still chatting in the audience. I came from an opera background in which everybody went stone silent, except for a number of coughs. Yeah, everybody went stone silent, and then off went South Pacific. And okay, I adjusted to it. I realised that the overture was something you weren't meant to keep quiet for. You just settle down during it. And then it came to a certain point in the action where racism is not born in you, it happens after you're born. And I was woken up suddenly by the realization that what I was hearing, what I was watching on stage, but more particularly the lyrics, was that South Pacific was an anti-racism musical. It wasn't just a bit of froth and anyway, it was serious stuff. And the lyrics of "You've Got to Be Carefully Taught" from the 1949 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. The lyrics, who was it who wrote the lyrics? Well, I guess it must have been terrible. Which of them was it? It must have been Hammerstein. Was it? No, it wasn't. It was Rodgers. Yeah, Rodgers. But it blew me away. It's a short song in the middle of a story, which has got marvellous music, wonderful stuff running through it. But that one song, to me, makes it South Pacific stand out from everything else. Let me just, for the, I don't know what, the record, quote the lyrics of "You've Got to Be Carefully Taught." It's something so powerful, something so important. Just listen to it. "You've got to be carefully..." No, let me start again. "You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught. I was cheated before, and I'm cheated again by a mean little world of mean little men, and the one chance for me is the life I know best. Be on an island and to hell with the rest. I will cling to this island like a tree or a stone. I will cling to this island and be free and alone." For me, this is the the high point in clarity in any musical I've seen. Now, Hamilton, that's a different story altogether. I loved Hamilton. I've only seen it once. I've been to South Pacific maybe 5-6 times. But Hamilton, well, I don't want to talk about Hamilton. I want to talk about You've Got to Be Carefully Taught because of its extraordinary relevance coming from back in the 1940s. My knowledge of American history and Hollywood in the 1950s, very, very slight. I do know about McCarthyism, but I don't know enough. I know about the Ku Klux Klan, but I don't know enough. You've got to be carefully taught. That's my choice for my favorite musical. I'd better go and see it again soon.